Steve Allen grew up on a farm in Newman, Illinois. He graduated from Eastern Illinois University, and then he enlisted in the Marines. He was a platoon commander in Vietnam from 1969 to 1970, and one of his platoon mates was a guy named Tommy Smith, affectionately known as Smitty.
He was my radio man, so we were rarely ever more than a couple of arm lengths apart. When we built a hooch out of our ponchos, we were hooch mates. We ate together. We, you know, traveled right next to each other. We got shot at together. We took care of each other. I feel certain that he saved my life once or twice, and I was there to protect him too, you know. Bravo Company was pinned down at a river called Song Li Li River. On one side of the river, the NVA were embedded in there and had laid down heavy fire on Bravo Company. There was a place where they could cross. It was like river, little island, river, you know. The guys would get to that island, and the snipers had it pinned in so well that we lost 15 guys that night. And people go out and try to retrieve them, they get killed. They called in the fast movers, jets, who would come through with rockets, napalm bombs, to dislodge the enemy. Problem with that was you have to use what we call a smoke grenade that would mark the area for the jets to know where to shoot, where not to shoot, okay? So you don't blow out your friendly forces and you actually hit the enemy. The fire was so intense that it seemed impossible for anybody to be able to take that smoke grenade and go out there. Smitty told the company commander, "I will do this, I can do this." He took off his radio, took off his pack, grabbed the smoke grenades, ran out, fully exposed himself, threw the grenade, successfully marking the territory, and took the bullet through the chest. He died on the helicopter on the way in. Smitty was truly a hero. The jets came in, the situation got a lot better, and our guys got extricated then. He accomplished the mission that nobody else was going to do. You know, I came back and I can remember grieving back home. I mean, for years. Got in touch with his family. That was hard to do. 20 years later, I finally found his family, wrote them a letter. And that was tough for them. They had to process a lot. Smitty's older brother told me first that he hated me for getting in touch with them and bringing all that up. They didn't know about him receiving a medal for his heroism. I wrote a poem about Smitty. Kind of flushed out a lot of, you know, things I've been thinking about.
Love to hear it.
Okay. Give me just a second. I couldn't sleep. Was restless. You kept crossing through my mind, so I'm here at the kitchen table just trying to unwind. It's been a while, I know, since I called upon you last. But time strides on and soothes some wounds that we've suffered in our past.
You can hear Steve Allen recite his full poem about Smitty and learn more about his story right here on this website. Our segment was produced by me, Kimberly Cronick, and John Facile. Interviews by Dalkin Hardy and Michael Drojak. Featuring music by Bill McKay and Travis Dunsmuir.